the mutual dependence of all living things. The best is, perhaps, that language may be our greatest ecological gift, and that the answer to the threat of a silent spring is for us to sing against the storm.
Tonight's essay was written and presented by Richard Mabey and produced in Wales by Jeremy Grange. Well, just a quick word about tomorrow evening on Radio 3. We've Mahler live from the Proms. That's played by the Budapest Festival Orchestra, his first symphony in the second half. And in the first part of the concert, the extra movement from his first symphony under the title Blue Mina. Also music by Liszt, his Mephisto Waltz No. 1 and Totentanz. That's live from the Proms at 7 o'clock. And our feature tomorrow night recreates the walk that Mahler and Freud famously took around the Dutch town of Leiden in the summer of 1910. Walking with Freud is our feature tomorrow night on BBC Radio 3 after the Prom, beginning at 9:15.
She made her BBC Proms debut a decade ago. Now she returns to London's Royal Albert Hall to play the same work in 2011. Pianist Hélène Grimaud plays Beethoven's evergreen fourth piano concerto in the first of a pair of concerts by the Pittsburgh Symphony and its current music director, Manfred Honeck. I'm Susie Klein. Join me this Monday night at 7:30 here on BBC Radio 3.
And speaking of Beethoven, tomorrow afternoon, another chance to hear Wednesday night's concert, last night's concert, that is, by the BBC Symphony Orchestra, Beethoven's Ninth Symphony and Graham Fitkin's Cello Concerto, tomorrow afternoon from 2:30. Now on BBC Radio 3, a little after 11 o'clock, and time for Lake Junction with Nick Luscombe.
The Matti Oiling Happy Jazz Band, recorded in Helsinki in 1970. That track, Volga Volga, starting tonight's edition of Late Junction with me, Nick Luscombe. Coming up in the show, a live track recorded in the late 60s from Pentangle. We've got some dub from Augustus Pablo, new ambient releases from Strange Loop and Biosphere, plus some psychedelic Pernambuco, courtesy of Lulu Cortez. Ben Summers now with a track from his forthcoming album, Avocado Chip. This is Flaming Moon.
Designed to withstand heavy hits from above. Below is where the dogs bite, and your eyes are reflected in the water, endlessly towards a plan that you don't understand. Reflected in the water, endlessly at war with a plan that you don't understand. Will you choose fire? Put your hand in my hand. I can be a slave and you can be a soldier. Fight. Your voice is climbing up a mountain, suddenly shy but gathering momentum. And your eyes are reflected in the water, endlessly towards a plan that you'll soon understand.
All the deep
You'll find a really great combination of styles and sounds on the second album from Sweden's Ton Brokett called Dig It to the End. Features bassist Dan Berglund, guitarist Johan Lindström, pianist Martin Hederos and drummer Andreas Verlin. That was Lilo. And before that, a band that really made a big impression on me when I caught them in a small bar in Rennes as part of the Transmusical Festival a few years ago, Diving with Andy, that track, The Waltz. And next, music from the soundtrack to the 1978 film Black Goddess, an album recently reissued on the Soundway record label. Really looking forward to checking the film itself at a screening in a couple of weeks. Recorded in Lagos and produced by Remy Kabaka. Here's the title track.
Thank you. Thank you.
from the album Moving to Disneyland. That's Hello from Lauren O'Connor, recording under the name of Wooden Kimono. And before that, the title track to the reissued Black Goddess soundtrack. Japan's Aki Onda now, who I've seen perform live a couple of times, famous for his use of cassette Walkmans with recordings often captured moments before his performance. This track is taken from his album Beautiful Contradiction. It's Gone.
Thank you. when I go out. I let my arm fall. And when they shout, I walk through the door. Go out, I let my arm fall, and with a shout, I walk through the door.
when I go out, from Sweden's Little Dragon, who've performed at a couple of nights I've put together over the last few years, including a really memorable event at the Royal Opera House in 2009. The new album, Ritual Union, looking like their biggest to date. And to me, I think they're the perfect 21st century pop group. Before that, a short piece from Harmonic 33, otherwise known as Mark Pritchard, that track, The Shapeshifter. And as always, for a full track listing, check the Late Junction page of the BBC website. Le Trio Jourbran are three brothers from a long line of oud players and makers, originally from Palestine and now living in Paris. The latest album features the voice of Dafa Youssef and percussion from Youssef Baish. This is Duja. Thank you.
The same time, the same feeling will arise, and you will know by then to go down the straight and narrow. So move on to about which way you face. There is no rain coming on. I never doubt this sign. think of us dancing in the rain.
Love seeketh not itself to please, nor for itself hath any care, but for another gives its ease. Heaven in hell's despair. Love seeketh only self to please,
so
to bind another to its delight. Joy in another's loss of ease, and builds a hell, and builds a hell in heaven's despite, and builds a hell in heaven's despite, and builds a hell in heaven's despite.
Surely you heard that, Boo Boo.
Crystal Warren's version of William Blake's poem written in 1794, The Clod and the Pebble, from her new self-produced EP, Love Songs. And before that, the sound of John O'McCleary. He's toured with the late Gil Scott-Heron, as well as the likes of Jamie Woon and Jose Gonzalez. And I think reminiscent of the great Terry Callier with shades of John Martin and Nina Simone. That track, Tomorrow. Pentangle played at the Royal Festival Hall a few weeks ago. It was a great evening featuring the original lineup of Terry Cox, Danny Thompson, Bert Jansch, John Renbourn and Jackie McShee. First time I'd ever seen them live, and after the initial applause, the mighty Danny Thompson shouted, "This gig sponsored by Saga," which was an unusual way to start any show, but they went on to play two brilliant sets of classic British folk music. Here's a track they performed on the night, with this recording made at the exact same venue 43 years earlier. From 1968, this is Pentangle with Bruton Town.
In Bruton Town there lived a farmer had two sons and a daughter dear. By day and night they work and drive to fill their parents' hearts with fear. He told his secrets to no other but to her brother. This he said, "I think our servant courts our sister.
Well, hearing that again makes me really appreciate even more how powerful the recent Pentangle live performance was at the Royal Festival Hall, especially considering all the years that have passed since that recording of Bruton Town. And from a compilation now featuring traditional songs of Comorian women, this is Zainaba with Mirandi.
Joka ya wabombe yowe utie usinde hamu Shia zenga mabomona ibame aha hojamu We hujulwa ne mabeja hakika oboma nidohanyo Limando bango jovu na hindu rilerinwe uritowe hamu Emda ubao No, mwanami ajiutirila
bwa unono mwana mi aji usirilawe ezi ungo ziti uhoze bomka kurende hamwade Zaliwa mwenza mana Emda uwa unono mwana miaji usirilawe Emda uwa unono mwana miaji usirilawe Ezi ungo ziti uhoze bomka kurende hamade Wajomba wahombele ame mama esha duniani Samana waweshe yango kotare hijuniani O wazaze wazinadhiria We huwana hujami hononi Si husibu zora ombelea We botunda tamula mbevoni Emda uwa unono mwana miaji utirilawe Emda uwa unono mwana miaji utirilawe Ezi ungo ziti uoze bomka kurende hamwade Joka ya mwabe kweli we mwafaka ngojori afu Oha tuwe mzuhali we mwa mahabe marufu Rihombo wa hatu jalali ribe kabuli bora utufu Emda uwa unono mwana miaji utirilawe Uwa unono mwana miaji utirilawe Ezi ungo ziti uoze bomka kurende hamwade Tiwe samgubo mwana rabana domu ingi hifadhi Mahaba hanguno wana do ijabusha uhufai Emkando na mineo Gojo wadishe hiko salama, rijerire salamu tengweni Emda uwa unono mwana sharzadi utirilawe Emda uwa unono mwana irshadi utirilawe Ezi ungo ziti uoze bomka kurende hamwade Emda uwa unono mwana waheji utirilawe Emda uwa unono mwana awadi utirilawe Ezi ungo ziti uoze bomka kurende hamwade
Unuzade, unuzade.
a new project featuring members of the Portico Quartet, that's Circle Traps with Bow Cymbal. Looking forward to an album which I believe is imminent. And before that, from the Pressure Sounds compilation, Augustus Pablo with 1,000 Swords. And music now from Mujo, a 2004 album release from Taylor Dupree and Christopher Willits. It's a record I keep coming back to. Perfect headphone music. Hope you enjoy this. Living Flowers. Thank you. Lulu Cortez from a very enjoyable collection of pretty obscure 60s recordings from northeast Brazil called Psychedelic Pernambuco, that track Nordeste Oriental. And before that, right up to date with the sound of Rough Fields, a great little single called Watery Fable. It's time to drop into a couple of modern ambient tracks now, something of a theme running through my shows here on 8 Junction. Starting off with the sci-fi sonics of Strange Loop, this is Becoming Fields.
Thank you.
the debut album from North London-based producer Laszlo. It's coming next month, and from it, that was Lydia's Dream. And before that, taken from the new album from Biosphere called Endplants, music inspired by Japan's post-war industrial architecture. Many thanks for listening to Late Junction with me, Nick Luscombe. New music to end tonight's programme from Matt Embry and Lisa Papinal, otherwise known as Me and LP. This is La Belle Tocade.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. A recent concert from Lugano in Switzerland to set us off tonight. One with Antonella Manacorda conducting the Italian-Swiss Orchestra. Later on in the Saint-Saëns first cello concerto with cellist Daniel Müller-Schott. And the Richard Strauss Le Bourgeois Gentilhomme music. Their first piece is by the Finnish composer Rautavaara, who's in his 80s and these days very much the nature poet and mystic. This is Rautavaara's Cantus Arcticus, a piece mixing orchestra with actual recordings of Arctic birds. Three linked sections here, the first called Swamp, then Melancholy, and finally Migrations of the Swans.
Thank you.
Cantus Arcticus, written in 1972 by the Finnish composer Eino Johanni Rautavaara, ending there with a section called Migrations of the Swans. The Arctic Birds, recorded on location, and the players were the Orchestra della Svizzera Italiana, conducted by Antonella Manacorda, this concert from Lugano in September 2010. And they're joined now by cellist Daniel Müller-Schott for this performance of the Saint-Saëns' first cello concerto, a piece written in 1872 and in one continuous movement.
Thank you.